Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakith Peeris. Today being Good Friday is a government and a bank holiday here in Sri Lanka, but it's not a mercantile holiday. Let me start off by reminding all our listeners of that directive from the government. Right. Yesterday's cricket was all revolved around just one important game between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders. Give you the results straight away. Sunrisers Hyderabad, who lost their last encounter to Mumbai Indians, came out with a sterling performance, this time beating KKR by 65 runs. Batting first, Sunrisers Hyderabad made 226 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. Travis Head among the runs, 46. Abhishek Sharma, who opened batting with him, made 48. And of course, we all know what Hendrish Claassen can do when on song. He made a brilliant 52 and Nishan Reddy a quick fire 39 as anticipated. As far as the bowling is concerned, people hardly spoke about this bowler from Zimbabwe, Musamba Rani. Blessing Musamba Rani. I mean, in the sense, he's very, very tall indeed. 6'7", I'm told. But then he came out on top, especially when he played for Zimbabwe in the T20 World Cup recently concluded. And he was among the wickets. 4 for 41. Very well bowled, Musamba Rani. Fantastic spell of bowling. And also Arora, who took 2 for 47. Right then, now let's go into KKR. Very, very poor performance indeed. Only in 16 overs, they were able to muster 161 runs, and that too bowled out. So you know for certain in a game of T20, when you get bowled out before the 20 overs, your batting performance is below par, they state. Right, Raghavanshi made 52, Rinku Singh, the vice captain, made 35, and Finn Allen, the opener from New Zealand, 28. Jaidev, 3 for 21. Ishan Malinga, the Sri Lankan seamer, 2 for 14. And Reddy took 2 for 17. So a comprehensive 65-run win for Sunrisers Hyderabad, which they'll be very happy with. And the game coming up today, though we do have limitations, Chennai Super Kings will be playing against Punjab Kings, and that's coming up Sri Lanka time at approximately 7 o'clock in the evening. But all I need to add, though, for today's presentation is because of the limitations, I mean, Lakith Peeris and I have been discussing this on and off the field. We got the big game in the school's rugby arena, the finals of the President's Knockout Tournament. Now, remember, the blue ribbon of rugby, say, their state is the Blaby Shield, Royal versus Trinity. And the two teams that are playing in the blue ribbon of rugby, the Bradby, are in the finals of the President's Knockout Tournament, which is also a prestigious tournament because it's tagged as the President's Tournament. And Royal and Trinity are in the finals. Looking at the win predictor, purely win predictor, please don't misunderstand me that we are coming out with gospel figures here. The win predictor still is in favor of Royal, 51% to 49%. I just thought I'll remind you all that before we come to the game tomorrow, which is scheduled to kick off at approximately 4 o'clock Sri Lanka time at the Sugathadasa Stadium. But on our podcast tomorrow, we'll have some expert views, which we'll find out from certain other coaches like Sanath Martis and a few other advisors like, you know, Christopher Jordish, for that matter, and also Shane Dullava, a rugby stalwart himself. So look forward to your company and look forward to that particular statement, which is scheduled for your listening pleasure for tomorrow. Sit back, relax, spin you a record very quickly, and I hope you will enjoy it with your headsets on.